From Tidbits, October 14th, 2013. This is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates. Freshening up its look and adding new search and custom shortcut features, Ergonus has released version 7.0 of its KeyQ keyboard shortcut utility. KeyQ 7.0 now enables you to search for commands and shortcuts by entering a term in the search field that appears at the bottom of the shortcut table. All matching items are then highlighted. It also adds the capability to reveal hidden shortcuts that sometimes get filed away in help documents and printed manuals via user-definable custom shortcut descriptions. Additionally, these custom shortcuts can also include clicks and gestures with modifier keys. Ergonus has posted a number of these extended shortcut descriptions on its Download Extras webpage, with more promised for the future. But the most visible change is the addition of new themes, with 8 new pre-installed themes, plus more available from the Ergonus Download Extras webpage. Ergonus also provides a downloadable manual that explains how to create your own themes or modify existing themes. Other changes include the capability to invoke KeyQ via an Apple event, a fix for an issue that would incorrectly activate a previously selected menu command after dismissing the shortcut window with the Escape key, and adding a persistent way to access the settings window in all spaces. If you purchased a KeyQ 6 license on or after January 1, 2013, you can upgrade to KeyQ 7.0 for free. For purchases made before that date, you can upgrade to the new version for €9.99 for a single-user license, or €14.99 for a family pack license. Microsoft has updated Office 2011 to version 14.3.8, a maintenance release that's focused solely on tightening security. According to the relevant security bulletin, the update addresses two privately reported vulnerabilities that could allow remote code execution with a specially crafted Excel file. It also notes that those who used Office 2011 with administrative user rights could be more impacted than those with more restrictive user permissions. C-Command Software has updated Spam Sieve to version 2.9.9, with added compatibility for the golden master of OS 10.9 Mavericks, which was recently released to developers and will ultimately be the build that gets released to the public. C-Command recommends that you update to Spam Sieve 2.9.9 before installing Mavericks, but if OS 10.9 is already installed, then you should choose Spam Sieve Install Apple Mail Plugin. The update also adds a Mail Server Junk Mailbox script, fixes some problems where the Open Window command in Apple Mail wasn't available, adds the capability to repair ownership and permissions of Spam Sieve and Apple Mail preferences, and makes improvements to Spam Sieve's filtering accuracy. Mark Allen has released Clam XAV 2.6, which updates the Clam AV engine to version 0.98. Clam XAV, Sentry, and the Clam AV engine are now 32 and 64-bit, and Clam XAV now requires macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard and an Intel processor. The release also adds compatibility with Notification Center and 10.8 Mountain Lion for Clam XAV, fixes issues with unnecessary reporting of quarantine folders and updated virus definitions, adds a timestamp to logs of scheduled scans, and makes improvements to the French, Italian, and Czech localizations. Shortly after the 2.6 release, 2.6.1 was released with a fix for 32-bit machines running Snow Leopard. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Tonks Coffee. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.